Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Drive safe. It's dumping out there. It looks like everybody's in a boat driving on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
I can't see because we have the blinds closed, but I saw you kind of peering through. I do. Yeah, I actually do want to see what's going on out there.
You want to see it?
Show me the cars that are driving like a boat. Now, the tree's in the way now. That tree wasn't as big 15 years ago, Dusty. All right, there we go. A lot of people staying in, right? Nobody's out, right? Open those windows. Let me see the cars.
Not one.
Oh, okay. There's one. Yeah, kind of floating by a little bit.
Here they come. Watch this. It's like a boat race.
Yeah. And then all the people behind them are getting the afterburners of the water everything like that. Have fun out there today. Be safe.
What, in St. Louis?
Well, yeah, you'll get out of this. I mean, I just saw a tweet from our friends over at Fox 4. They said that there's going to be no rain in St. Louis. So, again, now we've got the TV weather people backing us up, except for the guy on the text line who says it is going to rain. Maybe he knows. I don't know. Maybe he's got a gauge.
This is nice butt, Dusty. I have no ass. I have like a can's ass. It's just flat and there's nothing there. I want to play this audio of Vern because I thought he did it well yesterday when he explained the expectations you should have.
I expect him to be replaced late in games defensively. If you find yourself in a one-run game, I don't think you're going to keep him out there in right field, so you're going to lose the bat. That could come back and bite you in a few games. You know, the concern that the team had with Cags was chase rate, swinging outside the zone. But again, he's so big and so strong that even when he would swing outside the zone, Dusty, I think you guys saw it on Friday, his final single was a fastball on the shoe tops and he just laced it to center field because, again, he's so big, so strong, and so immensely talented. You know, if you have a high chase rate, that can be exploited at the big leagues. You know, we see plenty of guys get here, learn that lesson that they were unable to learn in Omaha and, you know, ultimately need to go back to AAA to work on that issue before returning back to the big leagues. But again, Cags is immensely talented. Do I expect him to be a 320 hitter like he was throughout his minor league career? No. But as J.J. Cooper told Cody and Gold last week, this is a guy that, you know, is going to hit 250, 260, but could lead Major League Baseball in home runs and will certainly wear out the gaps at Kauffman Stadium. So, yeah, my expectations are for him to be a threat. You know, someone that in the pitcher's meeting tomorrow morning in St. Louis, his name comes up very quickly. We can't let Bobby beat us, and this Cags kid has legit pop.
So that was Vern yesterday on the expectations. I thought it was key when he said about the defensive substitution. That will 100% happen, right? So that'll be, you know, interesting to see when that develops. If he does hit six in this lineup,
what if he DHs tonight?
I wouldn't hate that.
No.
I wouldn't necessarily hate that. Let him, you know, but I think, again, it goes back to what Vern has said before. Like, you don't bring this guy up to be a DH.
No, like, you don't.
Bring
He's
this guy
play.
Up, get his action going. And the first play in the bottom of the first inning will be a fly ball to right field.
Absolutely. First batter of the game, serious. It will be a fly or like a liner to right or something. And he'll make it like a sliding catch. Oh. And, you know, there'll be some kind of craziness that takes place. But the baseball always finds the new person. I mean, it is without a doubt.
What was the first play of the opening day at Coffin Stadium? Hard line right drive to India.
No, it does. Like baseball's weird like that, man. No, you can say, you know, oh, come on, you guys are full of it. But no, it's true. Like the ball always finds the young guy. It always finds the new person right away. And so, yeah, absolutely. In the first inning, he will make a play on something. But I'm with Vern, too. I play him in the outfield. You're going to need this guy. Every day that goes by where he doesn't play in the outfield is one day that you've wasted not getting him better, because he's not clearly at all a finished outfield product. And so the more that he can play and get those reps, that's a lot of times they leave guys down in the minor leagues longer than what we expect, is because they're not going to get those reps at the big league level, and it's better to go down and play every day. Well, if you're bringing Jack Caglione up, the same thing, I think anyway, applies. You play this guy every day. You let him go out there and make his mistakes. It's not that big a deal. Somebody else will pick him up, and all of this will pay off, you know, in the next couple of months and years from now, when Jack Caglione's the face of the franchise, you know?
Right. Because I would, you have huge plans tonight, I think.
Well, obviously. Yeah, we are. We're going to watch the game, actually. A bunch of us are getting Max actually coming out of the house. He heard there were Girl Scout cookies, and the only way he was going to get them is he showed up. So we're going to Maloney's. Table four is where we're going to be tonight and watch the game.
Table four always?
I don't know. Jen just told me, you know, because we call them reserved. We know a person down there and got a reserved. And Mac asked for it to be roped off. Can you, like, he told Jen, he says, could you please have the table roped off so nobody talks to me tonight?
Yes, please.
I'm wanting to know, because obviously we'll all do the show tomorrow, but we'll all three be in different areas. I'll be in St. Louis. You guys will be live in Kansas City watching at Maloney's.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to know what the vibe of the place is.
I am too.
Me too.
I wonder if it's going to be a big night for bars.
You ain't grilling.
No, not tonight.
No, sorry. So with people going, it'll be known when he's up. And I believe in Bob at this moment, if everybody's chirping and he's coming to the plate, to stand up and like, hey, shut up. You know, big deal right here. So I am interested to know from like a perspective of, if you're going to be at your house tonight, because you're not going to have any sort of practice tonight in the metro area, it would look
well,
like
well, that's
it.
The thing. Like, if you got swim meets tonight,
not happening.
None of that's
golf.
Happening tonight. You're not going outside tonight.
Nothing.
No, you're just
so
not.
So I'm wondering if it's appointment television for a lot of people tonight when you have the TV. Like, did you buy the app today? Did you subscribe to the FanDuel TV channel today? Did he do that for you? Are you going to be in your living room or wherever you may be at 6:45 tonight waiting for him to hit? Because I think he's going to hit sixth. We talked to Lefevre. He said he couldn't see him hitting any higher than sixth. It's fifth. Sixth is somewhere in that spot for Caglione.
Yeah, he thought six. He said 1 through 5 is pretty solid. I mean, and yes, it is in name, but not production-wise right now.
Yeah, they have at least, this is going to sound moronic for me, they've earned that spot. They've been on the team. They made the roster. It's going to be India, Witt, Vinny, Sal, Michael, Jack.
Right. I would think so. And then,
and
7,
then probably
8, 9,
Waters,
Isbell, Massey.
Yeah. I think
maybe
somewhere around there. So, and if things go like the Royals bats have gone, I would assume second inning, top of the second, will be there.
1, 2, 3 in the first, 4, 5, 6 in the second.
So he'll probably hit second in the fifth, just if they were to go through the order in a normal pace. In the second, in the fifth, and then maybe the eighth. But I wonder if that second or that third at bat, like Vernon said, will not be there because they will sub him out for a defensive replacement.
Why do we think that, though? Why do we think
close, if it's close and you're trying to win games right now, you're going to put your best defensive guy out in right field? And that normally would happen in the seventh or the eighth because you're not missing a bat. Now, obviously, if it works out perfectly and he hits in the seventh, then all of a sudden you go into the eighth. It's like, all right, let him hit. But if he's not due up, I think they would make the substitution.
Yeah, and they may make the substitution anyway, especially if it's a game, because it's you're not balancing what's best for Jack today versus winning a ball game. You're just not. You got to get some wins. This team needs some wins. There's no doubt that this team needs some wins right now. They need that infusion, and that's hopefully what Jack can do, give him that, you know, that infusion. I mean, we're 2 months through the season. We're more than a third of the way through. It's now officially the dog days of the baseball season, right? All the newness is worn off, and the summer's here, and people are doing their summertime activities, so the dog days have set in. You need to rejuvenate your run. roster every once in a while and give the guys something fun, right? Mm-hmm. And this is something fun. And, you know, it's like, you know, having the, you know, surprise office pizza party. Build up the morale of the people around you. Take your whole office out and get them, you know, drunk and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you want to do. Like, you got to have those morale boosters. This is kind of a morale booster, mm-hmm. I think, for the team. You need these every so often, especially during a long baseball season where it becomes mundane and it becomes, oh, God, I got to go there and do it again and I'm struggling right. and I don't want to go to the ballpark. Hey, Jack's here now. Oh, cool. I'm excited.
Are they
Jack facts?
I don't know if they're doing. Are they still in OTAs? That's how.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they are. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So Mahomes could get to St. Louis tonight.
Yeah, he won't, though.
But he'll go to the one.
I would imagine he's. Well, I don't know. I don't know when OTAs are done, because as soon as that thing is over, I think mandatory minicamp is next week, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Right. And once that's over, peace out, bro. See you in St. Joe for everybody.
Yeah, yep, like, exactly.
You right. know, I know Kelsey's got to get up there, check on that minor league football team he purchased. But it's like peace out time. So next week is it for football until we get up to St. Joe, I think. Right.
I think there's some sort of media availability tomorrow for OTAs, because I know I'll be there tomorrow because Speck wants to be there. So maybe Mahomes
wants
you at
OTAs.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you got to cut your teeth, dog.
Huge stuff.
Wow.
See if you can run routes.
They need me.
Yeah. Yeah, so right field tonight, I believe, and hitting six will be my guess for Caglio. That's what I'm going to shoot in the dark. DraftKings does have odds out. He's plus 650 to hit a home run tonight. I've already put $10
on it. That's where to bet
it.
That's where to bet it then. Damn.
Plus 650 for Caglio to hit a home run tonight. But I think Mahomes will be at the game next Tuesday. It's New York. He's got a pretty good friend of his that loves the New York Yankees. I believe.
What day is that game?
Tuesday.
I think we'll probably know about a stadium maybe by then.
Oh.
He will be there.
Hell yeah.
Maybe. Hell if I know. I mean, I've known more than Asperia did, but whatever.
You can also listen to the game on 96.5
The Fan
tonight.
Yeah, listen to it in case you have indoor activities. Which, there may be volleyball or basketball taking place
inside.
Or if
you have a covered patio, you know, you can sit out, put on the old radio, put on Vern's pregame show at 5:30, get you ready for the Jack Caglione debut tonight.
Sit in the garage and, you know, pull the cars out, sit in the garage, watch the rain, listen to the game.
Nothing better than that.
Nothing screams old man more than that.
Nothing screams
and nothing
young.
Screams fun, too.
No doubt. Nothing screams young man. By the way, I did text Alex Gold, how's the weather? He said, nothing here. I said, how about tonight? I have yet to get a report back. So the weather in St. Louis so far, great. The weather here, not so great.
I mean, is it still nighttime?
It feels like it. Feels like a Mac Morey nap. But
I don't remember being this dark in the middle of the day in a long time.
It wasn't this dark when we got here.
No, it really wasn't. No.
I'm not kidding.
Well, let's light it up with one word then.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Oh, yeah. Big sports night here in Kansas City as the I-70 series gets started. That's already a big deal, but Jack Caglione makes his debut tonight. Everyone wants to see him go yard. One word on Cags making his debut tonight.
Next. He's the next guy that we can count on for this franchise to be somebody we can rally around, somebody we can buy a jersey of, somebody that can be a face of. So I'm going to say next with Cags.
Awesome. From all aspects, it's an awesome addition to this putrid lineup. It's an awesome story for the kid who was drafted less than a year ago. It's awesome for the fan base. You get another potential superstar on your hometown roster in abysmal Kansas City, small market Kansas City sport. You go from Kelsey and Mahomes to possibly Bobby Witt Jr. and Caglione. Awesome.
And you get to be there. That'll be awesome, man.
For sure.
One word on this Jack Caglione audio. This is from Jeff Passan. He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday talking about Cags.
The reason that the Royals hadn't called him up at this point is because he was adjusting to a new position in outfield, and they wanted to see improvement in the chase. The guy is so skilled, though. 6'5", 250 pounds, a, like, absolute unit. And even if he does not get off to, like, an incredible start, he's going to hit a ball 450, 475 feet. just like that, that you're going to see and say, oh my God, how does a human being do that? And when you have him and Bobby Witt Jr. in the same lineup together, if Jack Caglione is what evaluators believe he's going to be, the Royals are going to have perennial MVP candidates hitting back-to-back in that lineup.
There's baseball insider Jeff Passan on Jack Caglione. One word.
Who?
Dusty, one word.
Monster. I think the guy can literally be a monster. Like he said in that clip, he's going to hit a home run at one point 440-some feet, and it's going to be the clip on the internet, and everybody's going to see it in a Royal uniform, and the truth will be there. I get it. I'm all in on this kid. I understand that, but I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen enough from what I can tell, his demeanor, his presence, his attitude, his riz. It's all there. It all clicks, and the bat just hits the ball harder from his stance, and it just sounds like an absolute piss missile. So, monster. Yeah, a left-handed Pete Alonso is what a source told me last night, which we've heard before from J.J. Piccolo.
Bob?
Next.
All righty. One word on this. First off, just so you know, you said plus 650 for your home run odds.
Yeah.
Now on FanDuel, I don't know if you remember this morning, it was plus 460. Now on FanDuel, plus 600. So I made the bet too early. I don't know what happened in the past hour and a half that it jumped like that. But yeah, we're jumping odds there for Jack Caglione. One word on this audio that we heard from our guy, Gershton, right?
Gershley.
Thank you. Yeah, Gershley over for the Storm Chasers. Gersh, yeah, for the Storm Chasers. One word on this audio of him telling Cags, you're called up.
All right, seriously, how do you feel?
Good.
You feel a little tired because you've been doing a lot of stuff.
Like, not bad.
I mean, you've been doing outfield stuff, and you've been taking your ground balls.
Russ didn't mark me, but it's been good.
So you think you feel like you're at the point where you could help, like, them up there? You think you could?
Yeah.
All right, well, then you can get
on the charter tomorrow night and go with them.
Holy crap. So what do you think?
That sounds great.
Just remember, it's still a game. It's baseball.
Yeah.
It's a little higher level, but you know you can play.
Yeah. Shoot, player.
All right, give me a hug.
Oh, yeah. I need to call my dad.
What did you think when I started talking to you?
I mean, I was like, damn, it's probably for hitting my knob against the stair.
I heard that.
I was like, damn.
I heard that.
But, oh, no way.
Go call your dad.
Yeah. All right, there's a lot to I mean, obviously, it's awesome to hear that. But my one word is jersh. Because that was like, you think you can help these guys? Yeah. Then get your ass on the plane and go help them. That almost like one of those like, oh, you think you can help these guys score? Fine, then get up. No, but seriously, you're getting called up. I like
make
that.
Your flight.
Yeah, very great. Emotional. I mean, you know, you think of your pops in that situation. He's been there your whole life, probably prepping you for this day. The day is finally there, and then the shoot player. That's the best drop of that whole thing.
Shoot player.
And then I love how he throws Rusty under the bus. Yeah, I mean, Rusty's been working me a lot, but, you know, other than that, everything's great. You know Rusty's been out there, that fungo. He's like, hey, man, I got one job. That's to get you ready for June 3rd.
And that's it. See, that's the thing with Rusty, right? Like, he's the guy who's got the empty nest now, has got nothing else to do. He's been assigned this, and he's dialed in on this. And Cags is like, don't you have any other guys to work with? And he's like, nope.
Somebody from the 913 says, where can I watch this? It'll be on repeat all day. It's on our Instagram page. The Royals released it yesterday on Twitter, on their handle, Facebook. It's everywhere. It's one of those special ones because you don't always see everybody's call up to the big leagues video unless they're special. You saw that one. So I'd say special, emotional, awesome, great, fantastic.
And if you could find the one that the Mariners did too, calling their pitcher up, that was pretty good. That's a really good one as well that was making its way around yesterday. I'm not sure who the guy was, but it was like, you're done for the day. No, I still feel like I can get more guys out. Yeah, they're going to need you to do that tomorrow in Seattle. Why? I don't want to. No, you're getting... Oh,
wait. I'm excited. Sorry. Oh, it's a tearjerker for sure. I love when he said, come give me a hug.
You know? Yeah. Give me a hug.
Call your dad. Give me a hug. All right. Over to the gridiron. One word on Stefon Diggs. It's been a debacle. It's been a fiasco. It's been a myriad of news stories coming out about Stefon Diggs and some sort of substance that he had on a boat. People making allegations about said substance. He was at OTAs yesterday for the Patriots. Mike Vrabel said, you know what, we're just sticking to work, sticking to football here. One word on Stefon Diggs.
Checked out. I think he's ready for that next stage of his life. But Kyle Brandt had a tweet this morning that made a lot of sense. He goes, there's 50 reasons why you don't cut Stefon Diggs. The number two reasons are you got a young quarterback. That's the number one reason. I'm like, oh, they're hoping he's their Sammy Watkins type of guy. Now, if he can't focus on football and the football side of things, he's not going to be their Sammy Watkins, you know, type of guy, veteran receiver with a young quarterback. I like their line of thinking in that because that's copying what the Chiefs did. But if Stefon Diggs isn't committed to football, it's not going to work. And that's fine if he's not committed to football. He's played a long time.
I would say veteran. I would assume that there's probably a meeting to be had of Vrabel and himself being like, hey, I know it's the offseason. I can't tell you what to do, but I don't want to see this sort of fun when the season gets heavy. I mean, this is still kind of out there. Like, I don't think he needs to go to OTAs. But again,
new team.
And coming off new an team. Injury. So there are yings and yangs of Stefon Diggs, but he's a veteran. He's got the clout who's earned this, so it is what it is. He just so happens to be Cardi B.
Yeah. Now, all of this, does anybody really need OTAs? Probably not. You know, some of the young guys, maybe a couple of new guys or what, but you got a new coach. You got a young quarter.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Back, you're a new player on the team. Like, it's highly suggested you be there because it's good for everybody if you're there. If you're not, we totally understand. We'll see you at training camp and you'll be behind. But, like, I think it's a good thing for new players to kind of get there, especially when you're with a new quarterback and a new head coach.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.